Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Creation and Sex, a pornographic expose of the Law of Attraction. And in this video, I give you the dirty, nasty secrets of the Law of Attraction and how to master the ability to create what you want in your life by treating life and creation and your desires and manifesting your desires in your physical reality like making love. Because when you have an amazing lover and you're really in tune with each other, you want to make love forever. And you enjoy every stroke, kiss, and lick in every moment. And even though the manifestation of your desire is the goal or the orgasm, so to speak, when you're really enjoying every moment of the adventure of creating your desires into your physical reality, it doesn't matter if you have achieved the result and manifested your desire or not yet, and you almost don't want your desire to even manifest or the proverbial orgasm to come because you want the adventure to last forever. And that is how life really is. A never-ending adventure of creation. And the delicious nectar of life is the adventure of creating your desires, not having your desires. So enjoy my video on podcast Creation and Sex, a pornographic expose of the Law of Attraction. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your life, your business, your relationships, and to unlimited heights of success to achieve the joy and the freedom and the abundance you desire. In my videos, podcasts, articles, and books available on my website at zakiron.com, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the Law of Attraction so that you can create and attract yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and a freedom you desire. And at the end of this video, there's going to be a link in this post. There's a link to my free book, audio, and video series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction at top10secrets.info. Absolutely free for you to easily and help you quickly create and attract your dreams and desires into your physical reality. All right, here we go. Creation and Sex, a pornographic expose of the Law of Attraction. Creating your desires into physical reality is like really good sex. Not the fast and furious, tearing each other's clothes off quickly, quickie sex, but the long, all day, hours and hours of session after session of sensual tender, sometimes slow, sometimes fast, foreplay, where you almost never want to achieve orgasm because you want to make love forever. And kiss and stroke and massage and lick every square centimeter of your lover's body kind of sex. That's how you want your creating your desires into your physical reality to be, where you enjoy every nanosecond of the journey. Most people are in such a rush to get what they want so that they can feel good. They want the money and the cars and the house and the lovers, etc., etc., right now so that they can be happy. But that is a backwards mentality, and that's why most people have a fast food, fast sex, fast money mentality, because they don't understand that they are powerful creators and they can create whatever they want, and they don't have to beg and steal and try to and deserve what they want. And that powerful creation ability, that is the journey of creation, where all the juice of life is. Just how if you spend, 4 hours making love, when you finally do orgasm, it blows your socks off and your head explodes. So just like making love all day, where you enjoy every stroke, every kiss, and every lick, and you are in no rush to go anywhere, and you're just enjoying the ride, this is how you must treat the rest of your life and the creation of your desires in your physical reality. You're enjoying every moment, but you're excited about the next moment. You're appreciating what you've got, but you're excited for more because there is always more to create. You're not thinking about the lack of what you want because that feels bad, and that's thinking into the future. That's thinking about what you don't have in front of you. That's out of the moment. So just like sex, if you start thinking about a lack of what you want, you spoil the mood because you're thinking about what you don't have rather than what you do have, and you're not focused on the moment again. Most people spend a lot more time in their lives thinking about what they don't like and don't want and focusing on the lack of what they do want. So they spoil the mood and block what they do want from coming to them. The key is to master the art of using what you don't want as a launching pad to focus your rocket on what you do want to get to the moon. But your rocket isn't going to get to what you want instantly. So you've got to master the art of creation foreplay, as it were, and enjoy the journey, every step of the way to the eventual manifestation orgasm. If you don't master the art of enjoying every step of the journey of creating your desires into physical reality, then you're cheating yourself from experiencing the real nectar of life. Just like if you've never made love all day with a lover that you are in complete harmony with, then you have only experienced a pale comparison to real lovemaking. You've only fucked. You haven't really ever made love. The fast money, fast food, fast sex mentality is the mentality of, if I get what I want, then I'll be happy. And I want to be happy now. And this, of course, leads to all manner of addictions because people are looking towards getting people and things and money and power, etc., to achieve some sort of degree of happiness. But that means you always have to find something new and exciting to fill that unhappiness void, whether that's money or a new lover or a drug or excitement or power, etc. But that is a void that can never be filled because you can't cure unhappiness with things because things are temporary and fleeting. And the void doesn't actually exist because nothing outside of you can actually make you happy. So that's why getting the things and getting the money and getting the power and getting the fame doesn't actually give you the happiness. Only you and your thoughts and your mind and your feelings can make you happy. It's you only believe things outside of you make you happy, but they only make you happy because you decide that they do. So since looking towards outside sources to make you happy is futile, how about just deciding you're going to be happy regardless of whether or not you have what you want or not? Because that's what you want anyway, to be happy. So why not just be happy now? Just be happy now. I know that you can do it because you have 100% control over your moods and your emotions and your thoughts. Just decide you're going to be happy. And focus on things that add to your happiness. Decide that life is a miracle. Realize that life, every nanosecond of life, is a miracle. So, with that perspective, what's not to be happy about? Just decide to be happy, and the entire universe will rearrange itself to accommodate that reality and give you more and more things that add to your happiness. Using our classic sex analogy, you've got to learn how to make love to life, not fuck life, and not try to steal from life, and not be pissed off with life because it won't give you what you want, and being pissed off that life isn't fair, and wham, 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 wham. Life is not McDonald's. It's a Michelin star French restaurant. Life is not a porn movie. It's a romance. life is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a long-term investment. Life is not something you have to steal to get what you want. Life is an overly generous, philanthropic, multi-trillionaire, and you're her trust fund baby. And you can start collecting that trust fund right now by making love to life and letting go of your fast food, fast money, fast sex mentality, and enjoy every nanosecond of this miracle of creation. And this miracle that is your life, and cease looking towards other people and the world as your source of happiness. And just be happy now. Only you are in charge of your happiness. It's no one else's responsibility to make you happy. And it's not your responsibility to make anybody else's happy. And only you are in charge of creating your desires into your physical reality. It's nobody else's job. And you do that by getting happy first. Then those things that bring you more joy, that you know when you get them, you're going to feel good, will just naturally manifest all around you. And that's how the law of attraction works. So I hope you enjoyed my video and podcast, Creation and Sex. Thank you for watching this video. Please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, coaching, and support and guidance to help you become a conscious and deliberate creator of reality, to help you manifest your dreams into physical reality. And go get yourself a free copy of my book, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction at top10secrets.info. And if there's some room for improvement in your life financially and you have a dream to travel the world a ton cheaper and a lot more often, and make your life one non-stop adventure, then go to ilovefreedom.info. I'll show you how to do that. I'll show you how to create that in your life. And anyway, thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!